Ibnallahu Tahadi Shiva Samamonim. The pshat is that you bring in all these seven types of soaps together, mixed up together. And you wash off this beggar with the dam chatis all at one time. So now the one is doing is not to bring merva grime into the Beis Hamikdash, that's by itself. And if you bring it in with tarubis mixed up with something else, it'd be mutter. Maybe that's the way you bring it in to wash off this beggar, the Mokum Kodesh. The Mokum says, no, if not, we don't really over there. Have you in Shleike Sidron? Let's say you washed it off. Shleike Sidron, you do not wash off. Here's like dam of need over there. But this halakha also, if you don't wash it off, each soap, one after another, way it's put down there, it's the Yidat Yotza. Or if you have your Shivas and Kechot, if you washed all seven at the same time, by Yosef Leklum, you didn't do anything. So you see clearly that the Shiva Samamonim, whenever you need it, at the end of the Gemara need, it's talking about washing off a Kechim on a Begit, okay? The only brought you need this Shiva Samamonim here by Dam Chatis. So the Loch of Shiva Samamonim means you have to wash, use each soap separately, one after another, and the exact same the way it's brought down the Anida. So the soap never grime has to be used by itself. So the Sarah Sakash, how could our Mishnah say the din is to do with the Makam Kodesh? Aye, how could you bring merah grime into the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, and the mitla lo b'rei tafel, that the pshat is in each one of these, you use some spit, you spit into it. And the Yomar Shlokah, the Shlokah said, that right tafel, like fresh spit in the morning, saliva in the morning, sarah sheyim kol echad v'echad, enachram, with all these different types of suds, of soap that you have to use, you're supposed to put some saliva inside it. Senachnami, is merah grime that you bring into the Beis Hamikdash, you do not bring it in by itself separately. You bring it in after you already put in the saliva. So therefore, that's mevato, the din of merah grime. It takes away the miyaskai of the merah grime. So that's why it's mutter to bring it in to the Beis Hamikdash. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next date. We are holding that tzadik heyom advised by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Echot she'bishel bay, v'echot she'eiro l'seicho r'seich, whether you cooked up the kochim in this pot, again a clean chayshas, a metal pot, for the lochers you have to kasher it, so if you cooked up the kochim, the meat inside the pot, v'echot she'eiro l'seicho r'seich, means you poured off kochim from another pot into this pot, iru of a clearishin, you poured off from the first pot into a second pot. The second pot also is toyin musim rikushtif, you have to kasher it. Now echot kotshe kadoshim, whether you cooked up kotshe kadoshim from a korban chatis, the echot kotshim kalim, whether you cooked up from a kotshim kalim from a shlemin. Tunin marikushtif, that's halacha, after you go to kasher it, first you have to make a marika, which means kasher it well with hot water, and then make a shtifah, then you have to pour over it cold water, a special mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Kodeshim Kalim, Einim Tunim Rikashtif, we all know, the Pesuk is only talking about Kodesh Kodeshim, Oni Echatis, Mashenk and Kodeshim Kalim, there's no extra mitzvah, Rikashtif, you just kasher it any way you want, you do not have to make the extra pouring of cold water. Now, Luchu, when the Mishnah says, Echot She'iru L'Seicha L'Seich, you would just pour the hot Kodeshim into a pot, so Chur Pesuk brings a raya, that Mikan Madagdik Rabbeinu Tam, the Iru Kekli Rishon. Reuch HaShabbos, if you pour off from the kettle onto something, the Iru just pouring it off is also Kedushal. It's Kekli Rishon Dami, and it'll be Yosem and Yeraisa like to pour off from the kettle onto something to cook it, onto a tea bag. But then he says, maybe there's no Ryan from here. The Iru, the Yadarabo, just the opposite, it could be a Tekashon Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But we'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara calls this case of blue abalei bishul. It's shot to be blue in the kli, it's absorbed in the kli, but not through a bishul. So kli, it's not called a bishul. So that's this whole thesis here. The ma'aseh, we're machmir, we hold, irur is kli rishon davi. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, went in a place like this. The Pasuk says, asher tavu shal bay, a pot that you cook in. Sa'in liyala bishul. Only if you cook the kachim in this pot, then we have this mitzvah mariko shifa. That iru l'seicha r'seich minayin, how do we know if you cook it up in another pot, and now you just pour it from that pot into this pot, how do we know that also there's a mitzvah m'rikosh tifa? Talmud Lehm, the Pesuk says, V'yasher tevusha boy yishover. So Rashi says the drasher is like midas somach yishover eitzel boy, since it says the word yishover by boy. For like Siv, it doesn't start off new in the klicheres tevusha yishover. So goes for medrash that in nivla boy mikomokin yishover. Anyway, the time of the kachim went into the pot, even though it's only through a belia of an irur, also you need a shvira by klicheres. And who are them by Kli Nechoshes to be the smitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. Now, boy, Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked the question like this. Tolu bi'avir tana maho. What's going to be if you hang the kochim, you hang the meat of a korban chatis in the avir, in the ear of a tanner? It's not touching the sides of the tanner. It's just inside the tanner. Ma, what's the locha? Abishali belua hudukapit rachmana. The ma'isa, you're cooking up this kachim in the oven, but there's no belua. The time of it does not go into the oven. So therefore here, you will not have to make this shtifa morikam. Because it's only normally when there's a bishul, any belua, when you're cooking, and it gets absorbed in the sides of the pot, or absorbed in the side of the oven. But here that the meat is just hanging in the oven, in the middle of the oven, it's being baked, but there's no time going on the sides of the oven, maybe you would not have to make a morikam shtifa. I do, maybe, bishul b'lei belua. No, as long as you're cooking the kachim in this pot, like here, as long as you're cooking the kachim, you're baking it in this oven, even though there's no belua, it doesn't get absorbed in the oven, maybe still there'll be the mitzvah of mariko shtifa. That's the shayla. Rashi said, t'luya min b'shvud, shachatis l'tzlois of the avataner. You're roasting it in the ear of a taner. That's the shayla. What's the locha? The Gemara says, Toshima, come here. It says, Echot Shebisho Baya Mishnah says, V'yechot Sheiru L'Seicha R'Seich, or whether you just pour the hot kochim into the pot. So here you see what, even though there's no bisho, still it's turned Mariko Shtifa. Why? Because there's a belua. So the Gemara says this, belua beloi bisho l'kemi boilam. And look, this is a taste of kasha on the Dina Tam Shita. Here the Gemara calls our case of the Mishnah, where it's an Ira, where you're pouring it off from one pot into a second pot, so in the second pot, it's a belua. True, it's being absorbed in the pot, but belay bishul, it's not called a bishul, since you did not cook it in this pot directly. It's only an iru from a kli rishon. So there's a deed to say, iru is not called kibishul. Well, according to the time of Shabbat would be though, but for Shabbat, you don't need a real mice of bishul. As long as you're making it being belua, that's enough to be chai for Shabbat. But I call upon him, this for sure is plain Mariko Shtifa. Since Lamaisa, the Tamil Chatas is being belua in the pot, therefore Pshita has to do it. But Kikami Boilam, where is our Shalom? By Bishul Belay Belua. We are cooking it up in the pot, or here in the oven. It's hanging in the middle of the oven, but Belay Belua, it's not being sapped in, it's not being belua absorbed in the oven. Is it still plain Mariko Shtifa not? Samura says, Toshma come in here. The Yomar Rav Nachman, Yomar Rav Abavua, Tana Shom Mikdosh, the Tana they had in the base of Mikdosh, you should know, Shom Makasoya, it was made out of metal. Now, the Sagadadip, you're telling me to think, that Bishol, Beloy Belua, Lekopid, in a case where you just bake something in an oven, it's only Bishol there, but there's no Belua, it does not touch the sides of the oven, you do not have to have Mariko Shtifa. And who are then, if it's made out of a Kli Cheres, you would not have to break the Kli Cheres. These are both the same halachas. Whenever you have to make a Shtifa Mariko by Nechoshes, you have to break it by Kli Cheres. So here the shalom is, why can't the oven in the base of Midrash be made out of a Kli Cheres? So who the answer would be, that you can't do it because the Kli Cheres, you have to break it every time you bake the kachim inside it. So if it's not kedai to make it out of a Kli Cheres, rather make it out of metal. But if you're telling me now that a bishul belay belua is lekopid, that the Torah does not say you have to make a mariko shtifa, so the same thing would be by a kli cheres. If the oven was made out of a kli cheres, you would not have to break the oven. If so, nevet shel cheres. If so, why can't you make the tana out of a kli cheres? And you'll just bake the meat inside it, and you make sure the meat doesn't touch the sides of the tana. Someone says, no, that's not a good eitzah. Because ki von di ikah, shirei mincha, menachos, Since it's a parasha of Menachos, after you make the kemitza, the leftover of the Mincha Yisrael, the Kohanim could bake and eat, so they bake it in the tanner. So since they bake it in the tanner, here, v'ikra bishuli b'lua. Like when you put bread into the tanner, it touches the side of the oven. So therefore, there's a bishul and a b'lua. Therefore, you can't make it out of the kli cheres. Because if it was made out of the kli cheres, then you have to always break it. So if that kadat, keep on breaking and making new ones. You might as well make a metal one already. Ubilua, therefore the Gemara says, Avdin is Shomatis. That's the reason why we already make a Shomatis. Now the Gemara says, Ahutanurom, there was an oven. The Abchubei Tichayim, that they smeared some fat on it. Some flesh of the fat, fat kosher of the fat, but fat of an animal. So the kitzah, the oven became fleshix. So, Osru Rabba Bar Eloi Lemichlo Leriftal Yerim. If you bake bread now in this oven, he said you can never eat this bread. Why? Because that's the lochem, that flesh of dicker bread, you're not supposed to eat. And the filu benucha, even though you only want to eat it, now with salt. It's exerim mid rabbonin that dilma osse lemichlo dekutcha. Never you can't eat it with milk. Therefore, you're not supposed to eat a flesh of dicker piece of bread, or you're not supposed to eat a milch of dicker piece of bread. If the bread is milchik, it has to be made special, almost like a cheesecake. It has to be nikka clearly that's made out of milk. Even my cake also, some say, it's not kabay to have milk to the cake, unless it's nikka, unless you can tell carefully that you make small pieces that you know clearly eat it at one time, but there are milchiks. But otherwise, if the gazero, maybe you can't eat it with fleshiks. The whole point of the nikka din is by bread. You're not allowed to eat bread that has a tam of meat inside it, because with the gzera, maybe come to it with milk. Here it says, lo'ilam, that the bread is always off, the mashmin is no way to kasha this oven to be able to bake bread in it. Meisra, I have a question. It says, alocho, ein loshin es isa b'cholov, you're not supposed to put like milk inside the bread. V'yimlash, if you put milk inside it, kolapas kula sura, no bread is also. If the again, because we're afraid, maybe we'll eat it with milchiks, with fleshiks. Maybe we'll eat the bread with a piece of meat. Therefore, if the bread was made with milk, you're not supposed to eat it. Ki yoitzaboy, the same type of halacha is, ein toshin es hatan adalya. You're not supposed to shmear the oven with fat, fleshetika fat. The intashba, if you shmear the oven with this fat, tadinyas kol apas kulasura. All the bread is also, again, because the bread is fleshiks, and that's the gzera not to eat fleshiks bread, even though you want, only want to eat it now with salt, there's the gzera maybe you come to eat it with milchiks. But it says clearly here, achiyisa kesataner, until you first kasha the oven, but mashmo, if after you bake the bread, then you go and heat up the oven and kasha the oven, and then the second after that, you are allowed to bake bread there. So chura tiyufta derama bari eloi tiyufta. According to Kasha, Rabbi Bar Eloi, that he said before, that l'rifta l'yelam, any bread you make out of this oven, the bread is always also. Mashmi, even the second, third, or fourth time, so mashmi cannot be machshir the tana. So who is it to yufta? Now the Gemara says, O male Ravina l'ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi, v'yichi meyachad yisus of Rabbi Bar Eloi, once we slugged up, we have to Kasha, on Rabbi Bar Eloi. They were saying now you could be machsher or a tanner, you could make a kosher, and how there is now even a tanner of klicheres, even a klicheres to katanner. Says so, Amay Yom Rav, how come Rav says, Kederes the Pesach Yishavu, that the chometz take apart, you can't use for Pesach, but rather you have to break them, there's no way to kosher them. A pot made out of earthly, a klicheres, is Yishavu, there's no way to kosher it. The question is why? Why can't you kasha? We're saying now that an oven made out of cheres, you could kasha. Here also, why can't you kasha these pots? My answer is, Omalei Rav Mukiloihi Bishomatris. I'll tell you, Rav will answer you. That it says over here, you could kasha the oven, it's talking about an oven of matris, made out of metal. Therefore you could kasha the oven. Benachnami, a pot or an oven made out of a klicheres earthly wheel, that ravold you cannot kasha. That's one teretz. V'boi Yisrael, another tale could be, V'boi Yisrael, V'tana Shacheres. No, we could be talking about even before, if the oven was made out of Cheres. And before we said yes, you could be Machshel, the oven. If so, what's the difference? How come Rav says by Pesach, the path you have to break, you cannot be Machshel then? So the answer is, Zeh Hesekemi Befnim, V'zeh Hesekemi V'chutz. I'll tell you, why is the tanner, the oven, even though it's made out of a kli cheres, out of an earthly kli, but the way you machshir it is, you make the fire, you make the heat inside it. So that does a good job. That's machshir, that takes out all the bliya from it. But the zeh fekim v'chutz, but over here when you want to machshir the pots you put the fire outside the pot. So here we're afraid you don't do such a good job, the heat doesn't go into it so much, you cannot get the bliya out of a kli cheres. But the Gemara saw what? But we never asak him in b'fnim. If that's no problem, even these chomes nika pots, they're made out of the kli cheres, why do you have to break them? In other words, you cannot use it for Pesach. Put the fire inside it. Now you kasha them, you put the coals inside the pot, and you make the asak him in b'fnim. Smar says, no, this we're afraid. Chai yisalayu demitvarei. We're afraid he won't do a good job, because by putting the coals inside the pot, he's afraid the person may get too hot and break. So therefore, the Rabbanu were machmir to say, you can't be machshir it this way, because we're afraid maybe you will not do a good job, because you're going to be afraid to make it too hot, the pot should not break. Hilkach the Mura says, therefore, high kuvio, this type of a kuvio, was a type of a frying pan, that lemaisa has sekim v'chutz, you have the fire outside it on the bottom of it, and therefore the yasser, if it's made out of an earthly ware, a kli cheres, you cannot be master it for chametz, for Pesach. You can't be master it. Since the hesek, the normal way of using it is, you have the fire outside, not the fire inside. Ella, the more is the question though. Ella,